வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of March 1975 in Calcutta, India.
This time, within 2 months, from 24th January to 15th March, less than 2 months, I had the opportunity to go round over the world. From Bombay, I went to Hong Kong, then from Hong Kong to Tokyo, Japan, from Tokyo to Honolulu, Honolulu to Mexico City, then Venezuela, Caracas?
Yes.
I forget name also. South America. Then I was to go to Trinidad, West Indies, but there was no time. The West Indies people came to see me. Mostly they are Indians. And then Miami, then from Miami to Atlanta. From Atlanta to Dallas, our Gurukul. Then to New York, then to London, and from London to Bombay again.
Tehran,
yes, I got it. So there was a very nice meeting in Tehran. Many scholars, Mohammedans came to see me. So everyone is understanding the importance of this movement. So in Tehran I discussed about chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there are many names. Nam Namakari Bhoda Nijasadva Shakti. Krishna's name, manifold. So I pleaded to the Muslim audience that you can chant the name of Allah also. Not necessarily that you have to chant the Krishna name, but any name indicating the Supreme Lord can be chanted. Because in the Shastra, it is said, Harir Nama, the holy name of the Lord. But it must be the name of the Lord. Actually, Krishna has thousands of names, and his names are enumerated by his activities. Just like Krishna accepted to become the son of Mother Yashoda, therefore he is called Yashodananda. Krishna accepted Vasudeva as his father or Nanda Maharaj, therefore he is called Nandananda, Vasudeva or Devaki Nanda. Krishna acted as the charioteer of Arjuna. He is called Partha Sarathi. So Krishna's name means with the activities along with his devotees. This is Krishna's name. So if the Mohammedans aim the Supreme Lord, Allahu Akbar, God the Great, just like we say Parabrahma, Brahma means the biggest, Brihatyat, Brihanatyat, on account of being very big, including everything. Well, God's another name is Parabrahma. Parabrahma Parang Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Arjuna addressed Krishna as Parabrahma. So Allahu Akbar means Parabrahma. So we do not make any distinction that this type of religion is better than that type of religion. Any religion which teaches how to love God, that is first class. That is the injunction of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaja ahitati aptati hata jena atmasam prasidati. Srimad Bhagavatam does not name any particular type of religion. It says that religion, that system of religion is first class. Savai pungsang paro dharma, transcendent. This Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism, they are all prakita, manne. But we have to go transcend this prakita or mundane conception of religion. We are Hindus, we are Muslim, we are Christian. Just like gold. Gold is gold. Gold cannot be Hindu gold or Christian gold or Mohammedan. Nobody, because a lump of gold is in the hand of Hindu or in the Muslim. Nobody will say, it is Muslim gold, it is Hindu gold. Everyone will say, it is gold. So we have to select gold, not the Hindu gold or Muslim gold or Christian gold. When Lord Krishna said, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja, he did not mean this Hindu religion or Muslim religion. These are designated. So we have to come to the platform where it is pure. There is no designation. Aham Brahmasmi. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This is real religion. Without this conception, any kind of designated religion, that is prakita, that is not transcendental. So our Krishna consciousness movement is transcendent. Parodhana. Savai pungsang parodhana. Paro means above. Above the so-called religion. So this is not our manufactured thing. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, dharma prajjita kaitava atra. Any kind of kaitava, pretenses or false, illusory, kaitava. Kaitava means cheating. Cheating type of religion is rejected, thrown out, prajjita, pakrishya rupena ujjita. Just like we sweep over the floor, we take the last particle of dust and throw it away. Similarly, to become Krishna conscious means we have to give up all the so-called cheating type of religious system, because experience has shown that following the so many different designated religious systems, nobody has attained the platform of how to love God. Nobody has attained. This is practical experience. It is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He introduced, Lord Krishna gave hint that this is real religion. Mam ekam saranam braja. This is religion. Any other religion, system of religion, which does not train the followers how to love God, that is cheating type of religion. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, prema pumartha mahar. Bhagavad says also, real achievement of success in life is how to love God or Krishna. That is the highest perfection. So, lokasya ajanata. The foolish people, they do not know it. Lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre satata sangita. Because people, they do not know what is religion, what can give them actual relief. Therefore, vidyan, vyasde, vidyan, vedavyas, vidyan chakre sattata sangita. The sattata sangita. Srimad Bhagavatam is sattata sangita. Anartha upasamam sakshad bhakti yogam adhokkaje lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre satata sang. People are suffering from anartha, unwanted things. They do not know how to get relief from this entanglement. Therefore, vidyan, they most learned scholar, Vyasadeva, compiled Srimada Bhagavatam, Bhagavati Mahamuni Kriti. Mahamuni is Vyasadeva. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to preach this Sattata Sanghita. Sanghita means Vedic religion, Vedic scripture. Sattata Sanghita. So, people are responding, especially in the Western countries, in Africa also, they are responding. Many Africans, they have become Vaishnav now. That is the latest news. And they are receiving very well. So, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, with the cooperation of the Western youth, this movement is going on. I have traveled all over the countries, as I reported, and everywhere I saw, I was very much pleased that Sankirtan is going on. And it is improving. It is not declining. That is my greatest encouragement. That even in my absence, things are going on very nicely, improving. That is very hopeful. Not only that, from the Gurukul, we are training small children. There are about more than 100 children in Dallas. They are rising early in the morning, attending Mangalarti. Boys and girls not more than 10 years, not more than 5-6 years. So that is very hopeful in future. they will become nice Vaishnavas. And many children are taking birth. They are very nice devotees. And last in small child, our 6 months old, as soon as I sang Hare Krishna, immediately he laughed. Very nice. There are many such children. So all these children, they are Vaishnavas. Shuchinam Smutangehe Yoga Bhrasta Sanjaya. That is the, they are given chance to take birth in the family of Vaishnava father and mother. From the very beginning of life, they are getting encouragement. We had such opportunity. Somehow or other, we have come to this stage. Similarly, these children, they are getting opportunity from the very beginning of their life. So on the whole, it is very hopeful in the Western countries, not only Western countries, especially Western countries, we have sown some seed that a community, Vaishnava community, is now established. That is very hopeful. A Vaishnava community, and they are in America, they are now addressed American Hindus. These American boys and girls. So by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this much has been done, and they are improving more and more. They are serving Krishna, prani rathai dhiya vacha. This our Guru Kripa Maharaj has contributed large sum of money for our Vrindavan construction. So this will be utilized for Krishna's business. And these people, Western people, they are serving this cause with life, prane, arthai, by money, dhya, by intelligence, and by words. Pranai rathai dhya vacha, shreya acharanam sada, itavat janma saphalam dehinam iha dehishu. This is success of life. That we should fully engage our life, our money, our intelligence, and our words for the service of the Lord. That is called sarva-dharma and paricharya mami kansar. The time is very bad at the present moment everywhere, especially in India. Of course, India's original culture is our life. But unfortunately, our modern leaders, they are killing the original culture. They want to introduce Western culture. Now it is openly, there are beef shop, wine shop. So what can be done? It is Kali Yuga. Everything is possible. But those who are intelligent, Krishna je bhaje sevara chotu, they should take to this Krishna consciousness movement and be successful of this human form of life. Hari hari bhikhale janamukumai. Manusya janama paiya radha krishna nadhujiya janiya suniya visakhai. Anyone who is not taking to this Krishna consciousness movement, surely he is taking poison, knowing. That is a fact. Everyone, Rava Bhaktasya Puto Mahadguna. No qualification, the so-called education has no meaning, no value. So, it is not a whim that one may take to Krishna consciousness and one may not. No, it is compulsory. One must take to Krishna consciousness, otherwise his life is spoiled. Sramayiva hi kevalam. Dharma shanushtita pungshana vishakshina kathasujar nutpadaya dhratin jadi sramayiva hi kevalam. One may think of executing his religious principles very nicely, but if he does not awaken his dormant love for Krishna, then all activities in that direction is supposed to be simply waste of time. Simply waste of time. Spoiling. Janiya, suniya, visakhaya.